Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, July 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And today we welcome back my daughter, Rebecca, to Mark and Friends. People have said they've enjoyed her perspective. Thanks so much for joining me, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me. I can't believe it's been a couple months already.
A big milestone just took place.
Yeah, last weekend I turned 30.
Yes, and I had the privilege of sharing that beautiful birthday with you. And you chose to use your giftedness and your talentedness and your love of people to make that day special for you. Tell us about it.
I'm so glad that you would say that. I'm honored. I was 29 and I was about to turn 30 and I wanted to do something special to end that decade. And as I prayed about it, I didn't want to jump out of an airplane. I decided that's not something I wanted to do. So instead, I had a women's media workshop.
And the whole goal of that, what was that? To empower women to be able to take their voice, their message, right? And put it on these platforms.
Exactly. I have quite a few entrepreneurial friends. All women all love Jesus. So God definitely has given them these gifts and they knew that they were supposed to use their gifts in a very specific way. But just because you know how to do a craft doesn't mean you know how to promote that craft on social media. And I recognize that in these past 10 years, God has given me a lot of opportunity to learn how to do social media and how to really hands-on tactfully learn just day by day. And I wanted to give that to people. I wanted to allow them to be able to make a reel on Instagram and promote what God is doing in their life. So I put together a little workshop where I had you come out and you did a session. And do you want to share about what that session was about?
Called Finding Your Voice. And so my goal was to help these women realize their voice is good enough. They don't have to be the star voice anymore. It's just normal people communicating at a normal level. And that is what is acceptable these days. You know, back in the day, you had to have the golden voice, but that's not true. You just have to know your message, be passionate about it, and be ready to share it. So that's what I taught them. And I also taught them that women, we have higher voices. And when we get excited, it gets even higher. So work very, very hard at keeping your voice at a comfortable level that will not be screechy. So we just talked about all these little tips and tricks that we can use as we remember that we have a voice and God wants to use our voice in a really practical way.
Amen. It was just so helpful to start off the sessions that way because it's not jumping right in the hands-on how to make a reel, but it's like, why is your voice important? God gave you your voice. What is your voice? How to craft your voice? And I just thought it was such a practical and honestly like inspiring session. So I was so appreciative that you guys came out and did that session. And then I followed it up with how to do a reel. So how to edit. And that session was so much fun to just see those ladies using Instagram and getting excited about making a reel. And then I had a dear friend, Stephanie Stapert, come out and she was able to teach us how to do media marketing. And she's been in the business for like 6 years. And it was so much fun to see her specifically teach media marketing for Christian women. I don't know about you, but didn't you love how much we brought up Christ? Like we would talk about different tactics, but then we would just connect it right straight back to Christ. And I thought it was so unique in the way that it was so specifically geared toward Christians.
It was beautiful. And just to know that there were Jesus lovers in the room and they wanted to use the tools that God had given them. For instance, one gal who came was Naomi Rogers, and she does historical interpretations with Mary. So she's crafted this beautiful presentation. But, you know, you can be the artist and it's hard to go out and then market yourself. So she got a lot of great tools. Another girl does inspirational t-shirts. She's got her own little company. So she wanted to learn how could she get that message out and really let her product be known. A couple other people just have passions concerning butterflies and other things that they're excited about. And they want to put that on a larger platform. And basically it's free. I mean, if someone is listening today and they're interested in getting their message out on a larger platform, just give them a few tips and tricks. Let's say they're a missionary. They wanted, you know, more of a video presence, just a few little tips and tricks.
Yeah, I would say go ahead and shoot the video. So that's finding some natural light, going up to a nice window, setting up your camera, and just sharing your heart. Go ahead and speak to that camera. And I love one of the tricks you gave was speak to your safe person. So you're not necessarily talking to the scariest person that might see your reel, but you're talking to the person, especially if you're a missionary, that is going to support you. You're talking to the person that God's going to use to fund your ministry, and just go ahead and just speak your heart. It can be, you know, 5 minutes long if it needs to be, and then go ahead and upload that to Instagram. And just through Instagram, it's very user-friendly, and edit it down, add some captions to it, and post it. And something else that you said is you don't have to be perfect. And I loved that, because I think a lot of times when we think of editing, we think of editing it down to the millisecond and just being perfect, but that's not authentic. So now on Instagram, we do want that authentic, real, let's see your face talking to me. And I think a really big part of the sessions that we got out of it were the people who God wants to follow you will follow you. Mm-hmm. And the people that need to hear your message will only be able to hear your message if you post your message. The people that need to hear your message will not hear your message if you don't post your message. So I just think go ahead and try it. Trial and error. I do a lot of social media for a lot of different people, but it's taken me 10 years to learn, and it's all hands-on. And I think just fall in love with the art of social media, because it definitely is an art. And we kind of gave the example of painting. And the first time anyone's painted, it's not going to come out beautiful in the way that a Picasso came out beautiful. But with time and with learning how to like the craft and learning how to love the craft, you can make some really fun things. And you can actually have fun editing. And it doesn't have to be this chore. So I would just say, go ahead, dabble with it. Save it as a draft. You don't have to post everything that you make. But just ask God, prayerfully ask God how he can use social media in your life. And it could be for a full-time missionary, or it could be just for a mom and a dad just doing their life. I think we want to use social media as a tool to connect, and everyone's on it. We heard the statistic that we all, on average, use social media for 141 minutes a day. So that means people are on that on average 141 minutes a day, and you could be 1 minute of that person's day. And what does God want you to say?
You know, I think of our listeners, and they're just so rich in wisdom. I mean, I could just sit forever and listen to them. And yet, you know, they don't really have a platform. So I just want to encourage them. You have a phone. It's got a video camera. Why not just put down some thoughts, you know, as you go through your day? You're thinking things as you listen to this station. You've got responses. And we're kind of missing that, I think, on social media. We're really not getting the demographic of the 65 and older.
Which, like, and like, it's the wisdom. We're missing the wisdom. Yeah. We have the cute poppy, you know, outfits of the day, right? And like the, this was my vacation, but we don't have the wisdom. And that is definitely something we're missing. Just the other day, I had to change out my windshield wiper, and I didn't go to the cute influencer on YouTube. I went to the unedited video of an older man who was showing you how to put the windshield wiper on. And that was the most helpful video that I could find. And so that might not be your thing, knowing how to change out windshield wipers, but what is that niche that God has given you? What is that area in your life that you can share about? And you would be surprised how many people also need that wisdom. So I think just prayer. Just pray about it. Who does God want you to talk to?
I think it's interesting, your generation, all just gravitating toward the good old granny gifts from the past, the good old granny wisdom, the granny way of doing things. You know, you're seeing a resurgence of sourdough. Everybody is into sourdough. We're going back to beautiful doilies. That's become a thing. They're just drawn toward the craft and the quilts and those lovely things from years gone by. That could be a great way to start, is sharing some of your wisdom when it comes to that kind of lost art.
Yeah, and I think most of that is because we do have such a disconnect with the generations, because the younger generation went online when it came to communication, and we really don't communicate with the older generation as much as we generations used to, because we were in each other's faces, we were together, but now we have social media. So even when we are together, we're on our phones, right? Or we're, you know, congregated in another room doing something else. So what a way to infiltrate the younger generation again. Go where they are, put your face in front of their eyes, and their eyes are on social media. And say the things that you would say to your niece. Say the things that you'd say to your granddaughter. What are some areas that God's taught you? Say words of wisdom that you learned from scripture that day, because we're called, the older women are to teach and instruct the younger women. So go ahead and do it. Nothing is stopping you. And I would just say you have the tools. Just like you said, you have the phone. Prop it up and say something, and then upload it, and then see what God does with it.
It's just all free, which is so incredible. Yeah. I mean, all of these tools, you know, back in the day, we had to send off for a CD for any kind of instructional opportunity, yeah. And now it's just all free online. So I think God is just giving us these tools so once again, we can be a voice for Him in our generation.
Amen. And I think the biggest takeaway, too, is even if it's one, going to be speaking to the thousands, right? The millions. That's not the group that we're speaking to. You're thinking, okay, what if there's one person out there that needs to hear this? And I think going back to that mentality where though social media and can be accessed by everyone, remember that there are the one or two people who maybe need to hear your voice. And again, speak to them, right? Mm-hmm. And post for them. Think about maybe someone who needs to hear that voice. And even if it's one person, how cool is it you use social media to reach that person?
Maybe you need some more instruction, dear listener, but I'm sure you've got somebody in your world who understands these things. And maybe that's a way to connect with a younger generation family member. Ask them to come on over and videotape you and show you how to upload it on Instagram, how to put it on Facebook, and just begin to get your message out there. We can engage with them and their skill set and utilize them. One thing I thought was fun about your seminar, Rebecca, is that you were leading it and I was helping you. I mean, so much of our life was I was dragging you to all my events and you were setting up things and you were hauling things. But now it was so fun to be able to give back to you and let you lead and just plug myself into your needs. Did that feel good?
Oh, that is so funny. I didn't even see it that way. But that's amazing. You're so right. Just because, and I think what I did see throughout this whole thing is people kept saying, how cool, like how cool that you're going to do this workshop. Like you don't have, you know, this college degree that's backing, you know, all this knowledge that you have. You don't have, you know, all of this experience that, you know, kind of proves that you could do this. And I would just look at them and say, well, my parents are Tom and Donna. And they really taught me that whatever you want to do, if you just go and do it, if it's of the Lord, it's going to get done and it's going to be great. And people are going to come alongside you and it will work out. And so I definitely am a product of my parents and being able to run around with you and be a part of all the fun things that you would produce just through your imagination and God's gifting. I think that is definitely a testament in this workshop, saying that I was raised with the creativity of my mom and the organization of my dad. And then it was so much fun to have you guys there with me to really be the examples of where I came from.
And shout out to Tom. He did run the camera for you.
Yes, he was my cameraman. He was the only man allowed to attend. And he did such a great job. And he was able to pray over our lunch and take the big group picture. And it was such a blessing to get to, it was really a blessing to get to have you guys there with me.
Something else I enjoyed was your focus was on other people. And I just think I'm so happy you picked that up, that you were caring about these women. You were shepherding them. You were inputting into their life. You were trying to get them to succeed. And that brought you joy.
Oh, 100%. It's better to give than to receive, right? And if you do give, you really will receive if you're giving in the areas that God's asking you to. Because we can obviously give in the areas that God's not asking us to. God's will done in God's way will never lack God's supply, right? Like Hudson Taylor said. But God's will done in our way will lack God's supply. But if you are giving in the areas that God's calling you to, you will receive. So it was on my birthday on June 28th that I had the workshop. And then June 29th, I came home. and my girlfriends had thrown me a surprise party. And so it was so cool to even see God kind of saying, well done. Like, thank you for loving on these women yesterday. Thank you for putting on this big production. Thank you for teaching. These are the women that you loved so well, and they're going to love you back. And you're not going to lose out on a birthday party, but you just now got two. So I just think it was a testament, again, to God's goodness and him just saying, do what I'm calling you to do, and you will have more than what you can ask or imagine.
It is abundance. As we do things his way, it's not always easy. You know, the road isn't just, you know, simple, but it's so much better, isn't it? I mean, it can be a lonely road at time. It can be a confusing road. It can be a what's next, but I think it's a better way to go by just trusting him.
Oh, 100%. It's the excitement, and I think it's the surprise, right? Like, even with that surprise party, it was so much fun because I had no idea what was going to come next, and I didn't have to plan it at all. And I think it's that idea that we try to plan our lives, and we try to be really organized, and we try to be good stewards, but then sometimes in that, we get really muddied, and it's a lot of our works involved. Versus God's just like, no, do it my way. And how much fun is it to walk along that path? It's a little scary at times, right? He's a lamp unto our feet, and that doesn't give us a whole lot of leg room to kind of see what's coming up next. But it's so much fun when God just like comes out of nowhere and just surprises us with his will and doing it his way. And it really is more enjoyable because then, you know, the best, you know, laid plans, whenever they don't turn out, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So whenever our plans don't work out, it's really disappointing. But whenever God's plans work out, which they do, and they will, because they're his plans, it's so exciting to be a part of it. Because you're like, oh, I would have never done it that way. Like, oh, you're really cool. Like, you own the cattle on the thousand hills, and I don't. And you can do things that I can't. And so it's just, it's fun to partner. It's fun to partner with the Lord, isn't it?
It really is. Because he knows where our gifts are, and he understands where they can be used. So I just want to encourage our listeners. Maybe they're in a season of life where they just feel maybe set aside. You know, they were active, they were involved, they retired, and then now maybe their sphere of influence has diminished, but they still feel the Lord is calling them to do something. And perhaps this might be the way, is to make yourself more available online and give your message out to a wider audience. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for spending this time with me and just sharing from your heart.
Thank you for having me on. It's so much fun to talk to your listeners and to just get to chat about life and what God is doing.
You know, you also make your seminar available, right?
Yes. I'm going to, at Tom Leland, he took the footage, so we're going to edit that together using the editing skills that I learned in my 20s. And we're going to make that available for anyone who just wants to learn how to use social media in a really clear way, and specifically in a Christ follower way. So it's going to come with some student notes. It's going to come with the three seminars. And I really do pray that it's a blessing to anyone who watches it.
Beautiful. Well, thanks again, dear. And you have a great day.
You too.
And thank you, dear friend, for being a part of Mark and Friends. And happy 4th of July, giving thanks for all the blessings that we receive by being a part of this wonderful country. Trusting the Lord is going to continue to use us as we are freely able to give the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ out all over the world.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Oh, draw me, Jesus, draw me in the near, blessed Lord.
Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. Have a great day and happy 4th of July.